Talk Live as we launch into hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. That, once again, freetalklive.com. I mentioned last hour that another online pornography distribution banning style act has been shot down by a federal court. This news broke today. The Associated Press reporting that a federal judge recently dealt another blow to government efforts to control internet pornography, striking down a 1998 U.S. law that makes it a crime for commercial website operators to let children access harmful material, whatever that is. In the ruling, the judge said parents can protect their children through software filters or other less restrictive means that do not limit the rights of others to free speech. Now, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be angry about this particular decision because the news reports making it look like this judge supports porn.
Porn, sure. He's a dirty old man.
Senior U.S. District Judge Lowell Reed Jr. presided over the four-week-long trial last fall, said, quote, "Perhaps we do the minors of this country harm if First Amendment protections, which they will with age inherit fully, are chipped away in the name of their protection. The law would have criminalized websites that allow children to access material deemed so-called harmful to minors by contemporary community standards." So just like with the FCC rules and regulations about what we can and can't say on the air, once again, this contemporary community standards phrase comes up, which, of course, has absolutely no meaningful definition.
Right.
Their sites would have been expected to require a credit card number or other proof of age. Penalties included a $50,000 fine and up to 6 months in prison. So one way to look at this would be, for instance, if there was a porn site, you went to a porno site, and you've got the free preview where they kind of entice you in, and you're supposed to see some of the sample pictures, maybe a few sample video clips of the supposedly large porn collection that's inside the site after you give them your $29.95 to get in and get access.
For a month, right?
Right. So it sounds like what this law wanted was for these websites to put the free preview behind a credit card check.
Okay.
To where, essentially, presuming that that naked pictures of women or men or sexual activity would be deemed harmful to minors by contemporary community standards, and who knows if they would or not, but presuming they would be, then that would mean they'd have to put their entire site behind a password check or behind a credit card check. So every porn site in the world would have to be a blank white page with a click here to put in your credit card number. Just trust us, you know? I just don't know how well that would work out.
I don't know. It's strange.
Sexual health sites.
They figure out something. You can believe that.
They figured out that they were just going to ignore it and keep doing what they were doing. Sexual health sites, the online magazine Salon.com, and other websites backed by the ACLU challenged the law. They argued that the COPA, the Child Online Protection Act, was unconstitutionally vague and would have a chilling effect on speech. Now, why can't someone make that argument about the FCC? Because they're doing the exact same thing, except it's worse. With the FCC, it's just words and ideas. There's no graphic photos that can go over, transverse the airwaves. Just speaking.
Right.
So it's okay to regulate us, because it's been that way. But for the Internet, there are actually people standing up for freedom for the Internet.
They understand the power of radio.
The U.S. Supreme Court upheld a temporary injunction in 2004 on grounds the law was likely to be struck down and was perhaps outdated. Technology experts say parents now have more serious concerns in websites with pornography. For instance, the threat of online predators has caused worries among parents whose children use social networking sites such as MySpace. The Free Talk Live BBS. The case has sparked a legal firestorm last year when Google challenged a Justice Department subpoena seeking information on what people search for online. Government lawyers had asked Google to turn over 1 million random website addresses and a week's worth of Google search queries. A judge sharply limited the scope of the subpoena, which Google had fought on trade secret, not privacy grounds. To defend the 9-year-old Child Online Protection Act, government lawyers attacked software filters as burdensome and less effective, even though they've previously defended their use in public schools and libraries.
Amazing.
You can you imagine this? The government just sort of shifts and molds its argument according to whatever it wants to happen.
What a surprise.
It's, quote, "It is not reasonable for the government to expect all parents to shoulder the burden to cut off every possible source of adult content for their children rather than the government's addressing the problem at its source. It's not reasonable to expect all parents to shoulder the burden to cut off every possible source of adult content. You can't expect parents to actually parent their kids. That's what this guy's saying. You parents, you guys can't handle this stuff. You need us to take care of your children.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
What's amazing?
It's just amazing that they would suggest that parents aren't capable of keeping their kids away when it's really just laziness on their part, if that's what's going on.
What if a parent wants to have their child access these things?
Oh, I don't know. It's a little weird.
Well, you think it's weird, but I think there are some parents out there that sort of have raised their children with a little bit more sexual openness than other parents, and they would have their freedoms restricted upon by these particular laws restricting all websites and what they can show. And also, it is absolutely ludicrous for the government to step in here and essentially say, you parents can't parent, we'll handle the job for you. Critics of the law argued that filters work best because they let the parents set limits based on their own values and their child's age. So, for instance, if you're, I don't have a lot of experience with these kid banning softwares or whatever, website banning softwares, but you could probably set the different words that you wanted to ban.
Sure.
So, therefore, maybe a website with the word breast on it would be allowed, as opposed to a website with some certain other words.
Lots of them.
The websites that challenged the law said fear of prosecution, the law addressed material accessed by children under 17, but only applied to hosted content in the United States, so therefore you could still go to some freaky porn website that was being hosted in Bulgaria or something like that. So it didn't have any effect on the web in general. The websites that challenged the law said fear of prosecution might lead them to shut down or move their operations offshore beyond the reach of U.S. law. They also said the Justice Department could do more to enforce obscenity laws already on the books. The late 1998 law followed Congress's unsuccessful 1996 effort to ban online pornography. The Supreme Court in 97 deemed key portions of that law unconstitutional because it was too vague and trampled on adults' rights. The newer law narrowed the restrictions to commercial websites and defined indecency more specifically. In 2000, Congress passed a law requiring schools and libraries to receive software or use software filters if they receive certain federal funds. That law has been upheld. So, tough battle for the anti-porn zealots in Washington, D.C. They keep losing. Why don't they just throw in the towel and go home and I don't know. Look at some porn.
I would think most of them are fueled by the power of this Holy Spirit.
You think?
And you know that kind of fervor is just going to keep on going, keep on trucking.
Yeah, I guess you're right. They're just going to keep throwing the laws up against the wall and see if finally some judge somewhere in the federal courts will say, "Yeah, okay, this is a good law." And that's what they're looking for, right?
It is. It's interesting to me the thought process behind people that think like this. I'm going out on a limb and saying that these are mostly religious zealots. I don't know it to be true.
I think you're probably right. There
I'm
are
just
some feminists
guessing.
There are some rabid feminists that are also anti-pornography. But you're right for the most part.
It seems to me that you would be protecting women's rights by allowing them to pose naked.
Yes.
But that's just my opinion. It's the Christians that I don't quite understand is because, you know, Jesus came to, he came out against the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the people that were making rules that other people had to follow. These were the lawmakers, the people who took their religion and applied it to law. These are the people he said were pious and full of themselves and sanctimonious, and, he spoke out against them. God gave Adam and Eve the choice in the garden whether or not to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. These people...
He also made them naked.
He did make them naked. And it wasn't a sin. Somehow it became a sin later. I don't know.
Yeah. What was after they ate the apple? Wasn't that when they put clothes on or they put the
not
little...
Not an apple, my friend. I'm telling
damn
you.
Damn it.
Quince.
That's what it is.
Yes. That's when they realized they're naked and they were ashamed.
Right. See, 800-259-9231. It's okay to be naked. And sex, I mean, if he didn't want people to have sex, then why would he have made those parts fit together so nicely? Things that make you go, of course, I don't believe in all that anyway. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including updates. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. And you will know first if you're on the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on said list. That's updates. freetalklive.com. Sickle CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sickle knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. So we're talking about freedom of speech in that we're addressing what happened, I guess, in court last week. It was getting reported on this week that a federal judge has overturned pretty much the entire 1998 Child Online Protection Act, also known as COPPA, which originally was intended to keep children safe from the porn on the internet. Because you know how kids are. They go out and they look at porn because, well, that's what kids do.
They are going to do it, I must say. Given the opportunity. Somebody had a porn magazine, I think it was 6 years old, maybe seven.
Mm-hmm.
And they were different back then. You couldn't see the variety of porn in 1977 that you can these days.
It's true.
Nonetheless,
you consumed it at a young age.
Yeah, I did.
And people will continue to do that, and it won't matter. I mean, even if this law were to be upheld, even if the Child Online Protection Act were to have been upheld and enforced, it still wouldn't stop kids from getting porn. The more resourceful, of course, would get access to their parents' credit card numbers or whatever, and they'd go and put the credit card number in, and it doesn't know otherwise if it's an adult or not an adult. So they'd get access to the site, download a bunch of porn, put it up on an FTP website, and let everybody else in the world download it. Of course, peer-to-peer sharing, file sharing, that, of course, is a major way that a lot of porn is spread on the internet.
No way to stop that.
As soon as it gets outside of the boundaries of the password-locked website, it's anybody's game. Yeah, it's illegal to send those pictures if they're not your pictures to send around, but that doesn't stop anyone from doing it. Heck, some porn sites even steal porn from other porn websites and then resell it on their own websites. I mean, that's how far this stuff goes.
They do.
So, good luck putting a stop to this. You could just keep passing as many laws as you want, and of course, this COPPA Act only affected websites here in the United States. And I doubt that anytime soon anybody's going to put forward a law that suggests that only people in the United States should be able to access websites in the United States. I don't think that's going to be happening anytime soon. So if you can't turn off the rest of the world's servers, what do you expect to really change? A really questionable porn website that's hosted now in the United States under this law would have had to have moved. That's all. They would have just taken their operations to some country that doesn't give a flip. Or some country that is paid off by the mafia,
right?
Or something like that.
And even if it's in another country, that doesn't mean the internet isn't just for America. Americans can all access the internet all around the world. So
yep.
There's nothing you could do about this.
Right. It's much ado about very little. You can't really have an effect on the distribution of internet pornography. You know, pass as many laws as you want. And I'd like to hear from you. So if you're someone who thinks that laws like the Child Online Protection Act are a good thing, if you're someone who disagrees with me and you think that these can actually be effective, I would like to hear from you. Honestly, hey, please, make your case. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number.
You know, there's nothing you're going to do to be able to stop internet porn. It's
well,
the biggest industry on the internet.
Now, since we're talking about freedom of speech, let's talk about a different type of obscenity, if you will. France is a little bit concerned with certain types of video footage that are being posted to the internet. Video footage and, I guess, in some cases, photographs. It doesn't have anything to do with nudity, but it does have to do with violence. A new law in France, according to the AP, makes it a crime. You want to talk about a stunning, chilling law that outlaws freedom of speech? It's a crime now, according to this French law, punishable by up to 5 years in prison.
Wow, 5 years.
For anyone who is not a professional journalist to film real-world violence and distribute the images on the internet.
What if I have a blog?
It is a crime for anyone who is not a professional journalist to film real-world violence and distribute the images on the internet. I'm betting they're going to exclude bloggers from this.
Okay, well, what if on my blog site I sell an ad for $1?
So you're a professional making money?
I'm just wondering.
Critics call it a clumsy, near-totalitarian effort by authorities to battle happy slapping, the youth fad filming violent acts, which most often they've provoked themselves, and spreading the images on the web or between mobile phones. The measure, tucked deep into a vast anti-crime law that took effect Wednesday, took media advocates by surprise with what they say is an undesirable side effect, and that is trampling on freedom of expression. Experts said the law is the first of its kind in Europe. France made headlines years ago by ordering U.S.-based company online Yahoo to pay a fine of about $15 million for displaying Nazi memorabilia for sale in violation of French law. I wonder if Yahoo ever paid that fine. I would have told them, no, that's okay. Experts said the laws for the...
Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's the first of its kind in Europe. France made headlines years ago by ordering... Oh, I said that. The new provision takes on happy slapping, a phenomenon whose name belies the gravity of the attacks. It mostly involves youths, and the victims are often strangers. Violators of the law passed in Parliament on February will be subject up to 5 years in prison and nearly $100,000 in fines. It was championed by some bureaucrat who's a top contender in the France's presidential election. The law was published in the government's official journal, bringing it into effect after the Constitutional Council gave it its final approval over the weekend.
Now, I can imagine that people are... this happy slapping is...
It sounds horrible.
Yeah, it sounds like a horrible thing. I would really hate to have something like that done to me or a loved one, but I don't know that they're going to be able to stop it with this law of theirs.
Ligue Odebi, an association that seeks to protect freedom of expression on the Internet, said the measure will also hinder citizens' abilities to expose police brutality, and I'm sure the police departments are really upset about that side effect. Quote, this makes France the Western country that most infringes on freedom of expression and information, particularly on the Internet, the group said in a statement on its website. Identifying uploaders of such images would require the creation of a totalitarian surveillance of the net, said the group. They noted that the council's approval Saturday fell on the anniversary of March 3, 1991, beating of motorist Rodney King by LAPD in a scene captured on amateur video, a case that sparked a national outcry in the United States. The French law says that anyone who, quote, knowingly films illegal acts of violence and distributes the images can be considered an accomplice, but that professional journalists are exempt. French authorities have been seeking new ways to combat youth violence after a wave of rioting, car burnings, and violence in mostly poor neighborhoods in France recently. Media advocacy group Reporters Without Borders said it understood the government's need to crack down on happy slapping, but feared the law draws a dangerous distinction that would punish regular citizens for doing what journalists are allowed to do. Quote, the sections of this law supposedly dealing with happy slapping in fact have a much broader scope. Posting videos online showing violence against people could now be banned, even if it were the police carrying out the violence.
You know, if these people are committing violence on video, they're convicting themselves. Arrest them for assault.
Apparently that's not far enough. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Do you support a law like this? This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well...
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. Over 1,200 pages created by listeners like you. It's like a listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom, smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
1-800-259-9231. Let's shift gears over into the email box here from Mike. He says, gentlemen, greetings and salutations from California, the great state that wants to mandate which light bulbs we can use because we don't have any other important or pressing issues to deal with. Also, if you haven't heard, we also have two other equally important bills recently introduced for our protection. One is compulsory voter registration for all high school graduates as a condition to receiving their diploma by Assemblyman Joe Kotos. The other is a ban on all forms of corporal punishment by parents. This would include spankings and or verbal admonishment.
Wow.
For a child's poor behavior, punishment could include fines and or jail time. Now, for the reason of this little note, I have just started listening to you boys, and I like a lot of what I hear. I agree with many of the issues you are for or against, like letting businesses do their thing without overregulation, lower taxes, and much, much less government intrusion into our lives. However, there are a few things that you guys espouse that scare the crap out of me.
I can get it. Believe me, this is where I came from, I suspect.
I hope it's just ignorance or a misunderstanding of your points of view, but some of your math isn't adding up for me. It seems to me you're advocating a very every man for himself or a let only the strong survive type of society. I can't imagine how a country could survive for very long with that type of societal system in place. So I was hoping you fellows could take a moment or two and explain, in a nutshell of course, how America would be if the libertarian philosophy held sway over the country. If you could, please describe how America could defend itself with a system of no taxes to pay for a defense system. Also, what of those who by no fault of their own are incapable of providing for themselves? Should we just say, hey, life's a bitch, deal with it?
Give the points to me one at a time, if you would, please.
Okay. So he's concerned about, are we advocating an every man for himself or let only the strong survive type of society?
No, we are not. This is not social Darwinism. Maybe to some extent on the drug issue, you know, if you're gonna do drugs till they kill you, okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. You know, if you really got it in your mind that that's what you're going to do, is it when you mix heroin and cocaine, speedballing?
I don't know, maybe.
I believe that's what it is. Yeah, that crap kills people, okay? Yeah. Really, really. It will. I swear to God. It'll kill you. If you're going to do speedballs until you die, okay. Then maybe there's that level of social Darwinism and libertarianism.
I don't know.
And we would allow people to kill themselves voluntarily.
So they want to, yeah.
As long as you don't damage anybody else's property.
You could also...
If you jump off a building and you land on somebody's car and ruin it, I'd like to see the money taken out of your estate.
Yeah. You know, what I want to know is how you go from... I mean, the message I promote, and you do to an extent, is that violence isn't an appropriate way to solve problems. And how it is that you could take that concept and extrapolate it into meaning that we believe only the strong should survive, I don't understand. Where is that connection made? All I'm advocating is a shift from what we currently have, and that is a system where, well, the strong take the reins of power and then use the reins of power to lord over the people they don't like. I mean, one could argue that we're in a system where the strong certainly have benefits compared to the weak,
right?
In the form of governmental power. But all I'm advocating is figuring out ways for the marketplace to handle the same services and things that people take for granted from government. So you're used to getting certain things from government, like roads to drive on, schools to send kids to, that sort of thing. I'm simply saying, why does that need to be coercively funded? Why is it we can't figure out a way to fund these things on a voluntary basis?
Right.
If indeed these are so valuable, if indeed these are so wonderful, you know they're valuable. When you talk about taking the government out of the school system, people go crazy. They think, oh, no, you want to get rid of schools. No. I don't want to get rid of schools. I think school's great. I think education is a wonderful thing.
It's just that the way
the hands of the state.
Right. The way public school does education is such a bad idea that they have to threaten to take my house away if I don't want to pay for it.
Right.
That's what happens if you don't pay your property taxes, and most of those go for education.
That's correct.
Then, you know, they're going to auction your house off, and somebody's going to say, hey, I own your house now. And they're going to bring the cops to kick you off of your land. And that's a mess. Now, what's his individual points?
Okay, next one, he says, explain how America would be if the libertarian philosophy held sway over the country. And then he gets into defense. But
right. It's difficult to say what America would be like because America is so diverse already.
Well, I could answer the question. I mean, by definition, of course, we argued about the definition of libertarianism, but, I mean, certainly, we both agree that cutting the government way, way down is something we want.
Correct.
Probably most of our listeners want. And so, if libertarianism held sway, if this particular philosophy held sway over the rest of the country, it would mean that it had become a popular idea. And so, you just simply have to imagine most people coming to the realization that they should be taking care of their own lives, looking to themselves, their friends and their family members to solve problems instead of looking to mommy government. And I think there'd be a much higher percentage of personal responsibility in a libertarian society.
There would be stronger family and social ties because people couldn't participate in deviant behavior and then expect to be taken care of by their friends and family. Mm. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Like smoking a lot of cigarettes or something?
Maybe smoking a lot of cigarettes. Probably looking at child porn on the internet.
Okay.
I mean, are you going to... Your uncle has one leg but likes to look at child porn on the internet. You're probably not going to feel as loving towards that guy as you would if he just had one leg and, you know, he liked to be nice to little old ladies.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of thing. So you would be... That,
what if he was looking at old lady porn? That's what I want.
Disincentivized. I really don't have a problem with that. he would be disincentivized to be quite so deviant. I think that there would be stronger social and family ties.
Absolutely. So if the libertarian philosophy held sway over the country, most people would believe that they're responsible for their own lives, and that'd be a good thing, wouldn't it? Okay, he says, if you could describe how America could defend itself with a system of no taxes to pay for a defense system. Now, Mark, you believe in a government defense system.
I do. You don't really.
I think it's absurd. I think that if you hold the belief that the marketplace can provide things at a cheaper rate, and at a more effective, efficient way, in a more efficient way than the government can, then you must support market-based defense, in which case it'd be very simple to do. People who wanted to defend and purchase defensive services would purchase those services from people in search of profit that would offer those services. I mean, is that too confusing? The money's there. There's money out there for defense. There are people that are demanding that sort of protection.
I would think a lot of people are demanding that.
I mean, the marketplace has this magical ability to organize itself. You know, like people who want to sell books, they manage to buy books from people who put together businesses to put books together. And the people who put together businesses to put books together have bought paper, and they bought bindings, and they bought glue from people who put together businesses to build, to print paper, and make glue and stuff. I mean, all of this happens on its own. There are these just thousands and thousands and millions of people out there doing different things, division of labor, making different products that all go together to make the wonderful things that we purchase on a daily basis and completely take for granted the process that it took to put a simple book in your hands or to, you know, or to put a laptop computer in on your desk. These are things that the marketplace can easily handle. If they can handle that, they can handle defense.
I'm somewhat skeptical about the whole defense idea and people
right,
paying.
Right, centralization all of a sudden works when it comes to the military.
You know, that's probably the strongest point that you can make is that that if you think that small government works, then but you think that only government can handle this one particular issue. Like, this issue is so important, we need government for it, but we don't need government to solve all the other issues. That's your best point.
That's inconsistency, certainly.
And the way I would defend that is I would say that humans are inconsistent creatures, so, you know, you need a government to...
So you're guilty as charged.
Right, fine.
800-259-9231.
I will explain what I see as a good way to defend America.
Okay, looking forward to that. Your calls as well about maybe your vision for the libertarian America. Maybe you've got some answers for Mike in California. 800-259-9231, that's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times.
Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. Live, it's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all of the features are totally free. Enjoy them. They're on us. We give them away. But we do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff over at amazon.freetalklive.com. 40 categories of products, the world's largest internet retailer. You can buy it. If they sell it somewhere in the world, odds are good Amazon carries it. There's so much product for sale at Amazon. Great prices, great free Super Saver shipping deals on many of their products. And, again, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase if you enter through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com. Also, you want Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats? Amazon doesn't have those. We've got them at our store, and that's at store.freetalklive.com. Shirts, hats, the Free Marketeer flag, free bumper stickers, also the classic archive DVD collector sets, all available, and high-quality merchandise, not crap. So take a look-see at store.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, we're talking about defense, because one of our emailers is a little bit concerned with the message that he has sort of gotten from listening to the show, somehow has misinterpreted some of the things we've said, maybe hasn't been listening quite long enough, and so we're clarifying our positions this whole defense thing.
I mean, he asked specifically for clarification. It's not like he's making accusations
right.
or anything.
Now, as I pointed out, I'm not for coercive funding of anything, so I can't possibly be for coercively funding the military. And I'd like to know what you said you wanted to share your solution for whatever from going from what we have today to what Mark's world would be.
Right. Well, my world would be a simple, small government libertarianism. There's lots of people out there that believe this philosophy. I would take the all the troops that we have in, what is it, 140 nations?
144, I believe.
144 nations out of the 190-something nations there are in the world. I mean, a good percentage of the nations. We've got troops in. We have 700 bases or something like that around the world. That's a lot of bases. So would defense look like it does now? No, because defense like we have now looks a lot like offense. It looks like total world domination.
Yeah, it looks like that way to me. Yeah.
I mean, you can spin it any way you want. Basically, our philosophy is the world must be completely under our control, otherwise we're not safe.
You mean the U.S. government?
Yeah, that's the U.S. government's philosophy.
Yeah.
I say we revert to a pre-World War I stance and pull all our troops back into the borders. We maintain an army and...
How are you going to pay for it?
What's that?
How are you going to pay for it?
Simple. You tax corporations.
Oh, okay.
Because corporations are fiction.
So that way I can't get away from it, huh?
What's that?
So that way I can't avoid paying the taxes then, basically.
You wouldn't...
Me as somebody who opposes a coercively funded apparatus.
It's not coercively funded. You wouldn't. You would not have to incorporate if you didn't want to pay them.
Oh, really? So, okay. So
you're
okay,
sole proprietor,
cool.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if I wanted to employ people and that sort of thing, I wouldn't have to actually form corporations?
Lots of sole proprietors employ people.
Okay.
A corporation affords you a certain amount of protection in the world, like legal protections.
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me a little bit, but, since the government allows the creation of corporations, the corporations can allow the government to tax them.
I see.
It would give the sole proprietor an advantage in the marketplace.
Would you cut the size of the military while you're at it?
Incredibly.
Okay.
I don't see any reason why we need all those things. I mean, how many nuclear wars do we have to fight at once? How many nuclear submarines do we need?
I don't know.
Apparently. How many aircraft carriers do we need? It seems like
I say none.
I think we need aircraft carriers, but
look at all the countries in the world that don't have them. They're doing okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's because
Costa Rica doesn't have a military at all.
That's because we protect them. I mean, essentially,
supposedly, we
are the world. Well, protect them to our ends, but the shipping lanes are clear for Costa Rica to ship to Singapore because the United States
should
keeps
the U.S.
them clear.
Military keep shipping lanes clear.
No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
If you want to keep shipping lanes
clear. So when you say in the country, you mean in the country.
Darn right? Close to it. I don't think boats should be heading out more than a couple hundred miles to protect anything.
Gotcha.
I've got a real problem with Hawaii in general as a state. I would leave it up to the Hawaiians at this point what they wanted to do. Then protect them.
What if states started to secede? What if your vision... you've outlined here comes to fruition,
mm-hmm.
and Mark is elected president, and some states like Vermont, maybe New Hampshire, California, they decide, they don't even want to participate in this system, and they're seceding. What if, 12 out of the 50 states secede? Does that have any effect?
I don't see that it does. I mean, there may be some issues as far as, geographically, obviously, it would be advantageous if Hawaii and Alaska decided to secede because it would be easier. Of course, Alaska has a lot of oil reserves. That might be a little bit of a problem. But the government doesn't need to be concerned about oil reserves. That's the problem of the oil companies. The government needs to be concerned with maintaining order and protecting the citizens from harm from outside forces.
Yeah, well, that's presuming government can do those things.
That's assuming that it could.
I would argue it can't.
I understand you would argue that. But essentially, I would shrink the military's purview, therefore shrinking the military.
1-800-259-9231. Hey, I'll go with you that far.
I think the United States was blessed with a really great geographic location. Imagine, you can't take over a country without boots on the ground. Can't do it. You might be able to bomb that country from the air. You might be able to shoot big ballistic projectiles in from the water, but you cannot take over land without boots on the ground.
Right, and if you bomb it too much, then you're just taking over scorched earth.
We have two incredibly large allies, geographically, on either side. That's it. The United States is only bordered by two countries, Mexico, Canada, and neither one of them coming across this border to invade us. Probably the biggest concern, and I believe this is just entirely the saber rattlers out there worried about things, is China or North Korea.
It's absurd to believe that China is going to be attacking the United States.
Right, what are they going to come over on?
Yeah, why would they?
This million-person army
that
they have.
How would China benefit from attacking the United States?
No, I mean, they wouldn't.
All of a sudden, Walmart would pull all their contracts, and it'd be over.
How would the Islamic countries over there? How would they benefit by attacking us if we weren't over
the
their land?
Now, the paranoid people would say that they want to destroy all the Western civilization.
The paranoid people would say that, and then come on, bring it on! You want to destroy our Western civilization? Come on!
Yeah, where is it? I mean, they're not doing it yet.
Yeah.
They could if they wanted to.
I don't see why they would come bother us for our land here across an ocean. They would have to. We would certainly know that they were up to it because we would see that what they did to Europe, because Europe's a heck of a lot closer in the process.
Yep, exactly.
I think we have plenty of a buffer in between, and all those Islamic people would see the advantage of Western culture. They'd see, wow, that's some really great stuff over there. The Iranians love us. The Iranian government. Not so much.
That tends to be how it is.
Absolutely how it is. So it's what they would see is, hey, we could have things like the United States. And over time, that's how their governments would evolve.
Well,
or they'd have revolutions, and that's what they'd get.
Mike's final question is...
But I can see why they hate America now.
Right.
I mean, we essentially occupy every country in the Middle East.
I'd hate that, too.
Yeah. Just imagine if the Chinese were over here occupying.
Probably be building IEDs and stuff.
Yeah, if the Chinese were just roaming around in our country like they own the place.
Heck, if the military was roaming around in our
Chinese
country.
Chinese military, I mean.
Also, what if those who by no fault of their own are incapable of providing for themselves? Should we just say, hey, life's a bitch, deal with it, says Mike? What about those who cannot provide for themselves? Just want to let them die in the streets?
Well, this is the most generous country on the face of the earth. The Katrina situation outlined that. The tsunami situation outlined that. The 9/11 situation outlined that. If there's a problem, Americans are more than happy to step up, come out of their pocket to help solve that problem. If you're talking about a person, I'm sure that there would be lots of organizations, religious and otherwise, that would be very interested in taking care of people that couldn't take care of themselves. Legitimate ones. I think that our current welfare system causes citizens to kind of become incapable of taking care of themselves when really they are not.
Because they want to get a check.
Yeah, they just want a check.
Now, in regards to this, to even ask a question like that belies a presumption that this person's making, that Mike is making, and that is that people in America are bad, bad people, and that if left to their own volition, they would ignore the pleas of help from those who needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's absurd. And even if that's true, even if what you believe is true, then what you're making is an argument against government welfare. You're making an argument against government in general.
Right.
Because if people are indeed as bad as you are suggesting that they are with a question like that,
they will abuse the system.
Why on earth would you want to give them the reins of power?
Right.
Why?
They would abuse the system by the bad people are bad, right? So they're going to abuse the system that you put in place.
They're in search of power, too.
And
they want it.
Yeah, people are going to be on the inside, and they're going to be giving funds to people that shouldn't be getting them, and then keeping them from people who should, because people are bad. That's what you're assuming. People are bad.
But they're not. In
people
my
are
opinion,
callous.
At least,
people are mean.
I don't think that's the case. I think people care about people, especially those who are in dire circumstances.
I've got evidence.
Are more than willing to help out. And
right.
That would happen to a much bigger extent if people were allowed to keep the money they earn. Hour 3's on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Woo!